Hello, hello everybody, and welcome back to Soul Speak, the global acclaimed speaker series. I'm your host and founder of the series, Sheldon Pisnat. And in this masterclass session, we're speaking with Debbie Dashinger about changing your inner business and being the best. And we'll get to what that all means. It's really exciting. I'm really happy to have Debbie here. She is a visionary and pioneer in her field, and this is going to be great no matter where you are in your process. There's going to be wonderful value for you. So a little bit about Debbie before we jump into speaking to her. Debbie Dashinger is a media personality who has been interviewed over 800 media outlets. She is a syndicated, award-winning radio host and producer. She interviews celebs on the red carpet. She's an on-camera event host, a keynote speaker, a certified coach, and international best-selling author. So no matter what your vision is right now, no matter if you intend to positively impact millions or a few, you're going to get some great tips on living your purpose and your vision and your inspiration today and how you can expand that and have the wonderful inner rewards that come from being a vessel of inspiration, sharing your unique talents and gifts that each one of you have. So there's a lot more to Debbie, and we're going to get into that right now. Hi, Debbie. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Sheldon, thank you for the kind invitation. It's so awesome to be here with you.
So why don't you share with us a little bit more about the work you do out there in the world?
Yeah, so I teach people how to create their dreams, and I also do media work. And it's this amazing blend because for me they're both very much the same. My radio show, which has been on air for over 10 years, syndicated, award-winning, it's called Dare to Dream, and my first books were Dare to Dream, Wisdom to Success, you get the idea. But I also do work out in the world, and literally it's about the pathway to visibility, because I believe that one's visibility with their message and their programs and products, that's the way to bring people on board, how they can know who you are, what you offer, why you're unique, and why they must have what you give. And I do that specifically through writing books. I've got classes, online classes, about how to write a book in 60 days. Those are live classes. I take authors to international bestseller. I have a guaranteed book service to international bestseller called mybestsellerbook.com. And for people who like the big package, the big visibility, I do all the media work with them. I privately coach them. I get their press media kit ready. We go over where the shows are, how to submit themselves, pitch letters, and all the strategy, tech, and personal one-on-one work. And people go out in the world and fly. So my work is about creating dreams with visibility. And that's whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, doesn't matter. Both work, but it's time to be visible for everybody about why you're a messenger and what you're here to offer.
That's wonderful. And, you know, I love hearing that it doesn't matter if you're an introvert or extrovert. I'm a blend of both, like probably all of us. Mm-hmm. However, I self-identify a little bit more as an introvert in a lot of ways. And I attract some of those folks as well. So I imagine that there's a lot of us that might self-identify as introverts here listening. Can you share a little bit of how folks that perceive themselves as a bit more of an introvert, what are some tools or tips or inspiration that can help us feel, I guess, more safe and confident and peaceful inside being visible and sharing our gifts in a big way?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sheldon. And I'll say that the first tool I will suggest is to trust yourself and that as introverts, you are created perfectly. And the world is full of balances and yings and yangs, and you are perfect as an introvert. Being an introvert, actually, you have a lot of innate tools that help you function through visibility very well. First of all, you're more observant people. You have a tendency to stay back a little, but see a lot of what's going on, which means that there's a brilliance about what you perceive. The other piece is why I love introverts, and it's not one more than the other, but here's what you have innately. When you speak succinctly. And often when you're being very visible, for instance, if you're being interviewed, it's wonderful to speak in sentences and get out. Have a sound bite and finish. Because then you have this beautiful dialogue with whomever the host is or the program. And often when you're on a 5-minute drive time radio show or a television show, you don't have that much time to express what you are, who you are, or whatever your message is. If you're an introvert, you're probably going to do very well in 5 minutes to get right to the point and express it very articulate. So I would say, again, trust who you are, because there are innate gifts to being an introvert that are beautiful.
That is wonderful. I've never heard that before. Thank you for sharing that. Innate, we are created perfectly just as we are. We have innate gifts that actually help us be visible and help and yeah, that's wonderful.
And we don't need one flavor. You know, sure, there are tons of extroverts out there, but for some people, an extrovert can be exhausting. You know, some people actually need the introvert because it has a different energy, a calmer energy, a less needing to be in the limelight energy. And it can work very well. But I would also say for any introvert who has problems, you know, get a coach who can help you to really flesh out what your gifts are. And if there are any perceived weaknesses, like you were talking about earlier, Sheldon, maybe there's a lack of confidence, it's a little bit of fear, there's some trepidation about how to proceed, you know, a coach can help you even all of that out very easily so you can step into who you are with grace.
That's great. A lot of it sounds like just reframing and gaining clarity on those innate aspects of ourselves.
We're all like the mechanics who don't have time for our car, you know, but we're so good at fixing other people's. You know, usually we're right on top of our brilliance. By the way, myself included, like I coach everything from beginners to really big name people out in the world who are ready for tweaking their business and doing something a little different, and who today in these interesting times is not ready for different, right? But I myself, even, you know, I'm creating a new website and I have new information. And for me, I have to remind myself I'm sitting right on top of my brilliance and I just have to go to a different place to allow that to come up. But that's part of what I do for people. That's a big piece about seeing the things that are bringing them down in their visibility. And they don't know that they're doing it. You know, they have the very best intentions, but we pull those out. And once they start to see it in themselves, you know, we take care of it, we eradicate it, and then we really build on what is amazing about them and so unique and powerful. And then there's techniques about how to go out and perform really, really well. Everything from getting very comfortable before you go on a show to, you know, when you're connecting and how to connect, and then how to let what is your message? You know, I think it's really important for people to know their message, and often they don't. They don't really know if you gave them a sentence what they are, who they are. I'm working with somebody very big right now. She was featured in Oprah magazine, and it's interesting because I'm working with she and her publicist, and her bio, I'm rewriting her bio and her pitch letter and her press, and it's like the words are very elusive and vague and new agey and all the, you know, I help people transcend this and understand their passions and gifts. And I have to tell you, if you send that to a radio or television station, they're never going to book you. They will have no idea who you are. So for anyone listening who's going, oh, I wonder if my bio is okay, here's what you do. Give us your name and your exact title and exactly what you do in one sentence. And work with it. And maybe if you write something, then go back and read it to people or send it out to a couple of close colleagues and say, how does this sit for you? You know, so it has to be something like, I'll make this up, but Sheldon is an exclusive coach to leaders who works only with Fortune 500 companies and their sales departments. So I just made that up, but that's a boom, right? You get right away this person's name, what their title is, and what they do. Everybody should have something, so if there's only one line that's ever going to be read, it's completely clear who you are, what you do. And then the rest of it should be the accolades, the reasons why, what kind of education, the books you've written, you know, all the supporting information, awards, and accomplishments. And then your website. I hope that makes sense to what's possible for all of us if we'll tinker with that and how that can also assist in getting us more visible.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. I mean, I felt the specificity, the power in that specificity right away when you shared that description using me as a possible example. Do you have any other success tips so that listeners with dreams and goals can be successful? And what about those people, because I know they're listening too, that yearn to share their talents and gifts and they just don't feel like they've really started yet?
Well, they're in a good place listening to your series right now, I have to say, because I always recommend to hunt for a really good mentor. We all do it. I can promise you anyone who's successful is still working with a coach or a team. And you work at your level, but as you get money, it has to be part of your budget. I'm working with somebody right now because I'm great at what I do, but when it comes to tech, not my thing. I don't want it to be my thing, so I have someone amazing, right? So hunt for really great mentors.
I really understand.
You really understand?
Oh, yeah. Tech. I hear you on that piece. It's so important to have tech teams for me, too. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Right,
you,
and you know, and it's a perfect segue because the other piece of it, and I really want to punch this part, is highlight this by saying when you hunt for great mentors or teams, I promise you, you're going to make your money back. Many people hold back and go, well, I don't have the money. But I think you have to realize the investment is an ROI. You are going to receive a return by your database, by the people who sign up for your program, the ease in your life and how much more you can handle. You will get that money back. And then when you get a bunch more money, put some more aside for another mentor. So that is a huge recommendation. I would also say it's good in hunting for somebody to be clear about where you're stuck. Where are you stuck in your life personally or professionally? Because there's some kind of action that needs to be taken that is a remedy. And sometimes it can be also looking at your shadow self. You know, shadow self is the darkness we push away and disown. And it's interesting because a lot of people say, you know, shadow is anything you talk about in someone else. God, they're a gossiper. Oh, you know, they're a liar, cheater. Oh, I don't believe anything they say. Oh, they're always late. Whatever you say about somebody that causes a big rise in you is something you actually do out in the world, but because it's so uncomfortable for you to look at, you disown. But here's what's also interesting. Sometimes we disown the part of us that's a winner and successful and is able to play a big game. And instead, we live a life infused with fear and playing small. So it's really important to see where you're stuck and be willing to work on that to get through to the other side so you can really be who you are meant to be out in the world. So mentors and getting unstuck and really looking at your shadow side, the good and the bad, being responsible, saying, I'm sorry, saying, yeah, this is an issue here, and I get why I have compassion and forgiveness, why I may have disowned that I actually do this out in the world and I impact others and myself. And as of today, I don't have to do that anymore. Like, really be willing to own things. Be responsible. It's a game changer.
You know, thank you for sharing that. It is such a game changer. That's a big part of the work I do with folks. And It's amazing. Once we take ownership with self-compassion, loving kindness, and self-forgiveness, that we neutralize that exact thing that we're judging in others, in ourselves. We actually stop acting it out. We just have so much peace around that. And I want to say, because you touched on this, that as you said, the positive side of the shadow too. Sometimes, like, I get this a lot, and I coach with my clients to own their brilliance that they might project on me, something like, gosh, you're doing this great work, Sheldon, out there in the world. You're such a bright light. Mm-hmm. And I continue that's the positive shadow coming out, the positive projection. And we take ownership of that. If you see it in anybody else, that bright light, that brilliance, it's in you too. And just, you literally only have to say, you know what, I'm willing to own that I am a bright light. I am brilliant as well, and I'm ready to own that and to share that more. What do you think about that, Debbie?
I think it's in honor of transparency, it is so true for all of us. And you and I were having a lovely conversation before this started, and I was sharing that I hope people who are listening to you and I right now, if they're lost, they will find a light on a path by something we say. And if they're already feeling inspired and on a path, I hope that something we say will set them on fire. And you made this beautiful admission of compassion, saying, I understand, I've been lost before, and I said the same for me. So what I would really like to say in response to what you said for everybody is to know that this is a human condition. I am not, none of us are on a pedestal, that we're all always growing and learning and changing. And even for me, I had a condition myself where I used to get, oh my gosh, I couldn't believe people and their response to me. And this may make you laugh, but actually it was so positive. They would write to me and say, oh my God, you're so successful and look at all the stuff you've created. They would say it on air when I was being interviewed, on television, no matter where I went or through emails or people who reached out on social media. But there was a part of me in the background was like, fraud, imposter, but they don't really know. But this may look big, but I'm struggling here. But it was really uncomfortable. And it was pointed out to me, like, to knock it off. This isn't an accident that people are having this response. Like, there's not a veneer that got created, but there's a misalignment that's going on. And I had to really go deep about my value and worth, not even as a professional, I mean, like, as a breathing human. And because I am built, and this is actually also back to the introvert, extrovert, I'm built, I have some introvert without a doubt, but professionally 100% extrovert. And I was built to be in front of masses. I had to find the alignment that if I was built to be in front of microphones and cameras and on stages as my DNA, as my soul path to disseminate inspiration and information, that I had to accept that part of why that works is to be a winner and successful, is to step into that and is to say to myself, it is no accident that people are responding this way, and own it, damn it, own it. This is something inside of you, like you came with this, so why have this terrible chasm, this disconnect? Because it was actually very painful. So it is something I still work on, keeping it transparent, and it is something I am more and more willing to say, yes, I am that too. I am also that. And it's okay to not have a perfect life and have things that I'm still working on and know that in this arena, it actually, isn't that a wonderful thing to have a moniker like that? Like, own it, step into it. So for all of us, find what works, what doesn't work, where are you stuck, where are you not owning, where have you disowned? And then, like, as my friend said, you know, stop. Stop right now. You have to step into this and be fully functional. They see it, it's in you. Powerful.
Mm-hmm. Very. Love it. I know this might sound like an impossible question to answer, but can you offer a roadmap for success?
impossible. No, I had to. I just had to go there.
I really opened myself up for that one, didn't I?
Well, you know, we live in a society that says success is about achievement, right? Attainment of wealth, specific or worthwhile possessions. It's about power. It's really, and it makes it feel really out of reach and also probably pretty vapid. But instead, a good roadmap is knowing your purpose in life. For example, I just said, for me, I know it's about being in front of people. So I have to do whatever it takes to make that happen and align with a message that I really came here to talk about that's authentic. Next is, it's really good to grow your maximum potential and reach. How can you reach your maximum potential? Well, some of the stuff we're talking about, working with other people is really helpful. And starting, I wouldn't wait. Start right now. And it's really good, too, to show up and sow seeds that benefit others. I think it's great to be in a support group. I think it's great when people need help and you have the capacity to help them. I think it's great to leave messages for people that are a recognition of their brilliance and of expressing gratitude or handwritten notes like that. I do things like that because I think about people sometimes, and I highly recommend people do that, that you take a moment to express what somebody means to you and not just on Thanksgiving. So those things, knowing your purpose in life, growing to reach your maximum potential, whatever it takes, we're all growing, and also sow seeds that benefit others. Those create a lot of good for a roadmap to success.
Ooh, I resonate with those. That feels really good. I love the that last one especially. Sow seeds that benefit others. Gorgeous. Do you have any other out of the box? Not that those are out of the box, but do you have some out of the box recommendations for creating success?
You know, I would say the ability to see opportunity everywhere is very out of the box, and I'll tell you why. You know, the writer-director Shonda Rhimes on television, she wrote a book called, I think it was something like The Year of Saying Yes, and she decided to say yes to everything. I just remember that had a really profound effect when I heard that, and it's something I am using as well in my life, is to start saying yes. Opportunities are abundant for all of us. And if we would start saying yes rather than figuring everything out, can I, should I, what if I bomb, what if I can't, what if I don't have the money? You know, it's so easy to limit ourselves, but if instead we say yes, that's powerful. Something else out of the box is really to trust your gut. I have a new collaborator in my life, and I have to say he offers very unconventional things that normally would make me, oh, you know, they're big stretches for me, because this fellow is extremely wealthy, and he has a lot of power, but he's a tremendous human being, and he's offering me a lot of opportunities, and they stretch me, and it is like a part of me sometimes wants to run when he talks about all the things and where we're headed, but I have to breathe and say my gut is saying that this situation is, it's really God-ordained. Like if God showed up to say, I'm going to help you move forward, let me give you somebody who's amazing at business, who's got the money already, who gets what you do out in the world and is excited about working with that and offering that to others and is opening pathways you could never on your own. Now, when I say it like that, Sheldon, it's like, of course, yes. But in the moment, you know, stuff kicks up in me. So I would say really let your intuition, your belly, whatever it is, you know, the energy guides you to opportunity and just start saying yes a lot. And know that when you say no, it's perfect too. Because if you know something is a no, you really don't want to do it, allow yourself the voice. And I would say the other part about it being out of the box, this whole subject, I was just having a conversation with a client of mine yesterday because she's doing something and she hired somebody and they didn't really do the job and she paid them a lot of money and she's really sort of been emotionally not feeling great about having to go back to this person and say, I can't pay you the rest of the money. You didn't do the job you promised. And I understood her discomfort very much. I have my own. Everybody's got their own place where they're not as comfortable in certain dialogues. But I said to her, but think about how perfect the universe is. This is your wound, right? This is the weakness that you have. It's about talking money and business. But the universe is giving you this amazing opportunity to get phenomenal at this and step into your power. Deal and deliver, right? You had a deal. He didn't deliver. You have a great opportunity to have a voice and say, this doesn't work for me. And this is why. And this is how I'd like to proceed and have a conversation. And, you know, the same is true for all of us. But it also means we have a voice to use contrary, which means, for instance, with this colleague I'm talking about for me or other situations that are total opportunities that are big yeses, to really be expressive there and use our voice and say, this is phenomenal. I'm so humbled by this. I'm so grateful. I'm a hell yes. What's the next step?
Well, whether it's about media or creating dreams, what else can we remember moving forward?
I feel like I really want to offer something here. You know, mm-hmm. Let me share a piece about media and how it relates to dreams. I think for most of us, it is our dream that whether we're an artist or an engineer or a writer or a coach or anything in between, we want the right people to be attracted to us. And I just want to say media, not for everybody, but for some people, is very overlooked in its power to get us out there. Understand, it's for free. Someone's promoting you for free on the radio, on podcasts, on television, in a magazine. If you learn how to do it correctly, it's a game changer. It can make everything you are doing so much easier because tens of thousands of people will get to know you within 5 minutes of hearing you. So I would say to create your dream come true, learn how to articulate who you are, what your messages are, and what you offer. And then how to banter, how to have fun back and forth with whomever you're speaking to and feel comfortable. Use media.
Now, what about, I know that's a big part of what you do with people and how you coach them. What do you have coming up for people that might be in that same vein or in another vein, and you're offering a free gift to everybody, all of our listeners. Let's talk about that, too. Why don't you share a little bit of time telling us about yourself, what's coming next, and about the free gift, if you don't mind.
I am teaching a global online class called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. I am very excited, and I'll tell you that I had so many people who know that I create books into bestsellers who would write me over the years and say, but I don't have my book yet. And I came to find out that 80% of people who have a book in them, that's such a big statistic, 80% never write the book. And I thought, you know, if this is mine to do, I'm there, I'm down. And it's been amazing. The people who have reached out to me and are signing up, we're giving away a ton of free stuff right now, videos and reports and step-by-step guides just to get people prepped and audios and so forth. So there's a lot of free content right now, and anyone who's interested can go to my website, debbiedashinger.com. I'll just spell it because everything's different. It's D-E-B-B-I. There's no E. D-E-B-B-I. And the last name is Austrian, so it's spelled D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. So it's debbiedashinger.com/book/60-days. It's 60-days. And I would you know, I just encourage anyone who has a book and wants to find out more about how to write one and get it done this year. Like, how amazing would that be to finish your manuscript? So my class is going to be live over 8 weeks. I show up every week with all the authors. I'm going to teach you everything from how to chunk your book, how to write a page turner. I'm going to have experts come on the calls. We're going to do mastermind sessions where people get to read their work if they choose. It's a volunteer thing at the end of each call. I have so much juicy stuff coming up, but I want everyone to fulfill that dream who's got a book inside of them. And by the way, any genre of book is welcome. So that's going to be a live support step-by-step guide. And ongoing, of course, I do my media work with all sorts of people, and that's everything from taking their book to bestseller to teaching them how to be visible through media. It's a lot of fun. I love all of that work, and I love all the folks who come to me. Otherwise, I've got my radio show, Dare to Dream, and the gift that you mentioned is a video that talks about how to take a dream and how to put it into steps, literally how to flesh out a dream to make it come true. It's got a meditation in it, and it's a visual. It's a very nice video that was actually part of an expensive package of videos, but I'm giving this away for free to your folks, and in the hopes that they will find this video the conduit to get them to the finish line of their goal.
Aw, thank you. Thanks for doing that. We appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And thank you for sharing all of the wisdom and experience here today and what you've got coming up and all of your work in general, helping anybody out there who has a desire or an inner calling, an inner push to expand in some way. You're such a wonderful collaborator and way shower for us. So thank you for all the work you do. And thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me, Sheldon. I'm super happy to be here with you guys today and taking trusted advice from yourself and all sorts of other people in different industries and helping people to take steps so they can move forward and really create a big life. You know, we're all a piece of the puzzle of heaven here on earth. And whatever your passion is and whatever you were designed to do, it's important. And it may not seem so because it comes easy to you, or it may seem so. But, you know, do it out in the world because you're such an amazing contribution with whatever your piece is.
Ooh, well said. Well said. Love it. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I hope you, like myself, were inspired and really got a lot of value out of today's masterclass. I know I did. So we will reconvene again. Please tune back in tomorrow with our next speaker. And I'm wishing, Debbie and I are both wishing you tremendous joy and upliftment and success. And Debbie, do you have any last words for all of us?
Amen, brother. I would say exactly, just be resilient and get on fire. Wherever you are, be inspired and get on fire to do your thing out in the world.
All right, I'm enrolled. Okay, everybody, thank you. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Sheldon.
Many blessings.